Welcome to the Dames Who Dish podcast.
How are you this evening, Gina?
It's what?
I'm hot. That's
200 fucking degrees.
Hottest day of the year.
So far.
It's been crazy weather. We've gone from
raining last week.
Raining,
it was hot, then raining.
And 70 it's hot degrees again. Or 60 yeah. degrees, whatever it was. And now it's 100 and something.
We are sitting outside still because even Gina's taking a swig of her beer. She's having a beer
it's
this
that
evening.
Hot.
I am having a White Claw.
Well, good for you.
And
those are good.
I added lemon add? To it.
Oh,
that's
yeah, you
what
like
I like.
Lemon.
I like
what
my lemon.
What flavor are you drinking? Black cherry?
Yeah,
is
black
that what
cherry.
That says?
Well, this is black cherry. This is my second one, but I didn't open it yet.
Oh.
This one was a raspberry. It's
with
pretty
the
good.
Lemon. That
yeah.
sounds good.
It tastes like water.
Now, do you like it better than Truly?
Yeah.
It's not as malty.
You know
right?
what? You know, yeah, I guess the thing is, it doesn't taste like anything, which I kind of like because right now I just want
cool
ice
drink.
With lemon and. It has a little alcohol in it. I guess it has a little alcohol. It doesn't seem like there's that much in here. But if I start screaming words, it may.
It's got a low percentage of alcohol. Mm-hmm.
Oh, 5%.
Oh, really?
That's pretty good.
How much does a beer
I better
have?
Be careful.
I think a beer doesn't even have 5%, does it? Interesting.
That looks good. I have that kind of beer.
Yeah.
I wanted a beer, but I've been telling you how...
It's a struggle.
What a fat person I am these days. And it's not fun and it's not pretty. And I'm going to try to get a hold of it, so... We shall see. Day two. It's day two of me getting a hold of it. And I'm not talking about getting a hold of my fat sides or my fat belly.
The struggle is real.
So I do have a bikini that I wear in my backyard.
Oh, yeah.
When I'm
I have
like
one
doing
of those
things.
Too, yeah.
But now for some reason, I'm like nervous that the neighbors are going to like peek over. I don't even know what. It's so gross because my stomach hasn't seen the light of day in, a good year and a half.
Yeah.
And it is wah-ha-hot. And white with just like a big roll. And it's so freaking gross.
I have one of those too. So,
oh man.
It is what it is.
And it got nice and burned yesterday. Oh.
You know what? It always looks better when it's a little tan.
A little tan, even a little burn.
It's slimming.
Fat looks better tanned, always. But yesterday, I finished my first book in about 3 years. Yeah, I can say probably it's been 3 years since I actually completed a book.
I can't believe that because you were such
I was such a
reader.
I was a voracious reader.
Yeah.
That's because I was in a book club and we had a time limit and I had to finish.
Well, and you
now
weren't
I don't
podcasting
have one. That's
back
true.
Then, so.
But the book I finished was the Gary Jannetty one.
Oh. Well, thank you because you gave it to me. Now I can read it.
Yeah, it's really good. Do you mind if I cancel? But I just like him.
Totally.
He's really funny. So I hope you enjoy the book.
I'm sure I will. Mm-hmm. I'm sure I will.
Oh, you know what? I take that back. I read Crazy Rich Asians. Another very easy read.
Yeah.
So it's only been a year since I've read it.
I just saw the movie. I was going to read it and I think I started reading it, but then I just decided to watch the movie
well,
instead.
And I have the other two books, which are the sequel and the prequel. And I
did you read him?
Started the second one. And every time I start, I bring it on vacation every time I go on vacation. And then I have to reread it. So I'm probably about 50 pages in and I don't remember the names.
Yeah, then it's probably not going
to
happen, Anne.
No, probably not. Did you finish anything over the weekend?
No, I started Waco. I'm like partial way through it on Netflix. No, I've just been busy. Doing what? I don't know. But I've been very, very busy.
Well, you've been busy helping your daughter get
yes,
her house.
Yes, yes. And I'm just happy to have
ready.
Somewhere to go.
Yeah, that's kind of nice. Our governor just signed that hairdressers can open up.
I had a premonition it was coming.
Because your appointment's
so
tomorrow.
I made an appointment for tomorrow. And lo and behold, tomorrow
you
is the day.
You can walk in the front door.
I can walk. I don't have to sneak through the back alley. I can walk in with my head held high. And I will be a new person tomorrow.
So jealous. I messaged my hair lady, and she has not responded yet.
Is she?
How low am I on the totem pole? I told her I would go in at 6 a.m. Whenever she wanted. No problem.
This is important stuff, our hair.
Yes.
So we're going to be totally glammed up by the time this is done.
I am. I'm going to be thin, and I'm going to have my hair done. And it's going to be fantastic. I did finish Money Heist.
Oh,
which
that song, by the way, is now
Bella Chow, Bella Chow, Bella Chow, Chow, Chow.
Love it. I played
such
it for
a great
Lexi.
Song.
I said, this will be played
at, your,
at
wedding.
Your wedding, just FYI. And
it's
she looked
so
at me like, huh?
Fun.
She's like, how do people dance? I go, it doesn't matter, Lex.
You just jump
it doesn't
to
matter.
It. I've been dancing around my house like crazy to that stupid song. And then I did finish Outer Banks.
And did you wonder why you watched it to begin with?
Well, of course. Yeah. I always wonder that. It kept me interested enough to keep going to find out how it was going to end. And then I realized at the end, it's like, oh, there's going to be another season.
Oh, so now you're sucked in.
Sort of. I mean, I'm not married to it.
So what is it about?
These kids that live in the Outer Banks. It's the rich kids and the poor kids sort of thing. And then there's a gold, a
treasure?
Ship sank. There's a treasure involved.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm out.
I know. It's like, I mean, I didn't want to tell you that part because, but there is.
I was thinking something else, but okay.
No. Anyway.
Well, you didn't hook me.
You can pass. No.
I'm going to pass.
I don't know if I can recommend it to anybody.
Well, hopefully things are going to start happening. We'll get some shows coming.
Yeah, we did talk about, we may go down to one episode a week.
Until things pick up.
Yeah, when some of these shows end, because we had Below Deck Sailing Yacht, the finale for that.
Vanderpump's over.
And even with Vanderpump, the reunion's not this week. It's next week. And yeah, then maybe next week we'll go have one episode. We'll see.
Yep.
We always have a lot to say. That's not the problem.
Play it by ear.
Yeah. Should we talk a little Before the 90 Days?
Yeah. Now, was this the finale?
No. There's another one.
But how come we don't know this?
I don't know. I heard on Frauded by TLC, who deep dives into the 90 Day shows, they said that even the production company doesn't know. They are stretching these out.
Oh, don't do that.
I know. So they're like, even at the last minute, probably adding more things. But we have the reunion already taped, so I don't know why they just don't go for that.
Well, yeah. And plus, they've got 90 Day the Other Way coming. So what's the holdup?
And 90 Day the Other Way, they've pushed when they're going to air that, because that was going to be right away. Also, where's our Australian Married at First Sight?
Well, I keep saying no, but I don't have a date for it. But that
we did have a date. There was an actual date for it at the end of May, but now,
well, it's the end of May, so it's not coming.
Maybe it's tonight. Maybe it's this week. I'll have to look.
They're not promoting it very well.
No, they are not. Because now I'm really into that. Like, I'm totally into
well. Now we need it.
We do.
We need it. We need it.
So Before the 90 Days, this is very frustrating because they are just slowly, slowly ending these couples. The only exciting one, really, in my opinion, is David and Lana.
And even they're not that exciting.
Well, I'm using the word exciting very loosely.
Yeah, yeah.
So they go to coffee and they use the translation thing on the phone, which is just classic because the way he uses it. First of all, when you talk into a translation on your phone, you don't have to talk like they're 3 years old. This is fun. You are looking beautiful.
How about when he gives her the box of chocolate, he kind of slides it over and he pushes it toward her and he says, chocolate?
It's so lame. First of all, she doesn't want a fucking box of chocolate. That looked like jewelry or something. She wants something more
than
that.
It was a box of seeds candy, Anne, I'm pretty sure. But wasn't the whole thing with her that she kept going to the same candy store because she likes sweets?
Oh, sure.
That's why he brought her the chocolate.
I forgot about that. And then he creepily says, I have a few more things for you for later. Really, you're going to give her the fucking lotions? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, he's creepy. But she says, and it's translated on the screen, I love getting gifts and money from David. Well, I bet you do. Why else would you be there? How much money has he sent you? She wouldn't answer that question.
No, she wouldn't.
I'm sure it's a lot. 7 years. My God, my eye is twitching so bad. I feel like I'm winking at you.
I was rather enjoying it. It's probably that beer.
Oh, God.
So my understanding is I don't think the dating site that connects them gives her money. So how is he sending her money?
Well, he doesn't have her phone number, so it has to be through this site.
It has to be through the site.
PayPal account, maybe, or something?
Oh, maybe. And so does the site take a percentage of what he sends? Mm.
Oh, that would be interesting.
Well, and she does make money through these dating sites. She admitted that.
Well, that's the whole point of being... I mean, isn't that... It's not like... It's well known, but it's not advertised that's the whole purpose of these dating sites for these women to hook up with these men virtually and then have them send the money.
No, they're on there to find love, Gina. And if the guy sends them money, that's just a perk. Oh, God. He keeps saying he wants to be more affectionate with her.
He's gross.
Crazy.
He's creepy.
I can't get over the pants. I can't get over
the coat.
The coat.
Forget the pants.
That's
the
tight
coat.
At the waist. The pants that are way too long.
It's a very long leather coat.
And it has a tie waist that he's tying under his gut.
Yeah.
What about the go bowling? And he's like,
oh my God.
Little does she know, a professional bowler years ago. And they show this like picture from 1972.
Well, the way he threw the ball.
Oh my God. I thought he was joking.
I mean.
There's no way.
There's no way.
There's no way.
You don't forget how to throw the bowling ball.
No. He looked like he had never bowled. He was bowling gutters.
It was weird. It was so weird. And the way he kept saying photos. Photos?
Like photos for Visa?
For Visa.
Let's take the photos for Visa?
She is not. Do we know if she comes to the U.S.?
Oh, God, no. There's no way.
No, there is no way. She is not coming to the U.S.
He does propose to her, and I think she says yes.
Really?
I think that's what I heard.
The man has zero game.
Mm-mm.
He's very, now he's to the point where it was sad in a way. Now he's just creepy.
The producer asked her, why did you give him a wrong address?
And it makes sense. Her answer totally made sense.
I was like, you don't know this guy. You've been chatting with him
right
via text or whatever on this site. You don't know him. Let's give him your address. And then he asks her to go back to the hotel room.
Eesh.
And she says, no, thank you.
Yep. Too soon.
Mm-hmm.
Good. I'm glad she said that. So then he talks to her through the website. So he still doesn't have her telephone number. And he said it's easier to communicate with her through the website because of the, I guess it translates automatically.
I can see
Can't
where
you
that.
Do that on the phone too, though, with a translator app? You just type the same information.
Yeah, and then
the...
it just hits it and you translate it.
Yeah.
Probably. I think it's one of those things he said so that we would question, ooh, wait a minute. You can do that on the phone, too.
It's very weird.
In the beginning, you kind of felt bad for him. And now I think he's just a little creepy.
He's creepy.
And it's like Big Ed.
Mm. I know. I like Big Ed at first. Now he's creepy, too.
Now he's creepy, too.
David's too pushy.
Yep.
Too pushy.
Who? Erica and Stephanie. Very quick. She's home. The mom picks her up. She's pretending like she's going to tell her mom exactly what happened and that
she's not bisexual.
And nope,
I don't believe it.
Didn't happen.
But I did catch that she got on the plane in the same dress and jacket that she flew there in. I think it was the same. She was wearing like a mini dress and a blazer.
Yes.
And then when she gets off the plane, she's wearing a sweater and black pants. And I'm thinking,
she didn't change.
She didn't change. Because I thought, why is she wearing heels and a dress
Those
on the plane?
Those clips are from the same
time. Yeah.
Did you catch that she asked the airline?
Oh, yes,
do you have a mask?
I did.
If you're so worried about you, now that we know, you know, we're very
aware
comfortable
of the
and aware
situation.
Of the masks.
Yeah.
She asked them, do you have a mask that I can wear?
Okay. So I thought the same thing. If you are that susceptible to disease, infection, whatever, don't you have a supply of masks on your own?
Gina, she carried that whole freaking backpack with her when they
full
went for a day camp.
So I call bullshit
exactly
on that.
Exactly.
And she didn't wear the mask in the airport and she didn't have it on when she was on the plane either.
No, she didn't. She didn't have it on the entire time of her trip.
Does she really have this disease?
I think she had it. I saw pictures that she was in the hospital very sick. It's dormant now. And
dormant. Her disease is dormant.
I think she's just susceptible.
She's not taking the proper precautions,
no.
And I'm very concerned for her health.
Yeah, I'm not buying it.
No.
I'm not buying it. Let's go to Lisa and Usman.
This is another one.
This was so freaking funny.
Ugh.
She was pissed because they're supposed to be getting married the next day and he hadn't proposed yet. And she told him all about what the proposal means to us Americans, how important it is. Because Gina, the reason you propose before you get married, people might think she's pregnant.
I actually laughed out loud.
I honestly was in the kitchen and I had my back to it. And I went, whoa, whoa, whoa. Did she just say that somebody might think she's pregnant if he doesn't propose?
She's 52 fucking years old. No one's going to think you're pregnant, Lisa.
No. And then she said, and they may think you want to come over for a green card.
Well, that's a fact.
He's admitted to that.
Yeah. So she goes in the bathroom and then she comes out and he's down on bended knee proposing. And I'm thinking, well, that's romantic. What the
heck? Oh. I didn't see the ring, though. Was it the ring that
band.
He got?
I think it was just a band. But she starts crying, which she wasn't really crying, but she was pretending like she was crying, saying, this is everything I wanted. It's touched me so much. And I'm thinking, okay, come on.
It has
not. You just went to the bathroom for 2 minutes and then you come out and touching, really?
Yeah, it's so touching. And she's been angry with him this entire time. So his brothers come and his mom comes.
Yes.
And she decides to bring up to the brothers, their little quarrels
their
that
issues,
have been
which was weird.
Happening. And he was pissed. He's like, this isn't for them to hear. Why would you do that? They're supposed to be getting married. You know why? Because she doesn't really want to get married because she's got a guy back home.
Well, yeah, that's what
she wanted to be on the show.
Found out she wanted to be on the show. Mm-hmm. How about when they were cleaning their feet in the toilet?
Yeah, I didn't think that was that big of a deal.
I mean, it really was. They weren't like swishing their feet in the toilet bowl.
No, and it wasn't even like they were spraying their hands in there. It was her freaking dirty ass feet.
Yeah, sure.
Her feet are the dirtiest thing that's been in that toilet.
Those hooves are dirty.
But the way she reacted was just like, oh my God, they want me to wash my feet in the toilet.
All right, Ash and Avery?
Yes.
There wasn't a whole lot about Ash and Avery. They're just contemplating their future, basically, trying to decide how they're going to maneuver with Taj being so young and Ash not being able to come to the U.S. until he gets a little bit older. I don't know this relationship, if it's still even, if they're
all
together.
All of these things were an issue before she went to see him. So I don't know why
it's not
all
new.
Of a sudden, nothing is new here. He was never going to leave his son. Their relationship is long distance, so it either is or it isn't. You're either together or you're not.
Yeah.
I saw something on Instagram where he was saying that there were so many great times. I mean, they had that one little day, that one little incident, but other than that, they got along really well. They had so much fun, and we just didn't see a lot of it. You could tell that they were really going to miss each other. Like, they were a real couple. I felt that.
Yeah, I think so, too. But they were talking a lot about Ash's visa and the visa process. But hadn't he already been to the U.S. when this was filmed?
I'm not sure. Maybe he didn't come till after this was filmed. Oh. Because, you know, you never know when this was filmed.
True. Could have been a year or 2 years ago. Who knows? Yeah.
I mean, he says, you are my future. Like, he told her, I want you to be my wife, basically.
Yeah.
Whenever that is. Mm. I just don't know when that would be.
She has too many insecurities, and I can't imagine this ever working long distance.
Well, they both have just young kids, so yeah, I don't know what's going to... No.
But these are all
probably
things
not
they knew
gonna
before.
Happen. I know. That's why it bothers me. Like, oh, let's see if this really would work out. Well, what's going to change? Okay, so you fall in love. Now what?
Yeah, now what?
All right, so Big Ed and Rose. No Rose anymore. Rose is just like off.
Rose is off. Doing her thing.
Yeah. Wait, what did you tell me? That she was married to a woman?
No, she was in a relationship with a woman.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that still...
I think she came out on social media. That's what I heard, Anne. I don't have the facts, but that's what I heard. So Ed's back in San Diego. His mom picks him up from the airport. It didn't go well, and he shares that information.
He tells his mom, no Rose.
Yeah, no Rose.
Not happening.
His mom's so cute with her little hat.
The mom is adorable. The stupid little dog is adorable. I'm just saying stupid little dog because he treats
Teddy.
It like a baby. But the one thing he said that really annoyed me, I'm not ready to be a father to Prince, let alone have more kids.
Okay, well, again.
Then why did you ever
go over there?
Why'd you pursue this? Yeah, pursue it at all. She always had Prince.
Yeah.
He's just a horny bastard. I kind of want to talk about Darcy and Stacey a little bit. Just because they're freaking annoying. This was so fake.
The whole thing with the brother.
Yes.
The brother passed away.
The story, I believe, is
very
real,
sad,
obviously.
Yeah.
It's very sad that their
brother. Very good looking, the brother.
Yeah, and he was young. He was like 27 or something when he passed away.
Yeah.
What I call bullshit, big bullshit on, is they went to the cemetery.
Yes.
There's no headstone.
Right.
And the ground, they clear it off. There's nothing there.
There was no tombstone on top of the grass?
There was like something there, but it didn't have any writing on it. It was like covered. They never cleared it away so we could see his name.
So you think they just went to any old cemetery?
I think they did. And in the background, there was a tombstone that had the last name Silva. Isn't that their last name?
Yes.
So that was very strange to me. So they're sitting on the ground with this one on the ground.
But it wasn't even his.
It didn't even say a name. You couldn't even tell if it was his. And they just lay the flowers on the ground? No. You bring a vase and you.
That's weird.
That was it for them. Anything else?
That was it for them. Did we cover everybody?
I think so. Yeah. I'm just bored with all of these couples.
I'm bored with them too. It's too long. They carry this out for too long. They need to keep it to like 15 episodes or something and be done.
Well, they spent a lot of time on the other guy that we don't talk about, Jeffrey.
Well, yeah, they did.
And that seems so ridiculous
too.
And fake that I'm so glad I could fast forward through him.
I know. I don't even waste my time.
Should we talk a little Married to Medicine LA or should we do the reunion?
Let's talk about Married to Medicine. We're on it. I just finished it today.
Oh.
Now, this was kind of a boring episode for me, too.
Well, I'll tell you something. When I was watching Shanique's lives, people were asking her questions, and she was saying this episode was crazy and a lot's going to go down.
I don't think it was crazy.
So I don't know if my expectations were really high. So I'm like, oh my God, what's going to happen at this haunted hayride?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing happened. I mean, it was all about Halloween. It was the different families, doctors,
celebrating
wives, whatever,
Halloween,
going trick-or-treating, mm-hmm. which, you know, Mac and Britton had some pretty cool costumes.
Yeah, they definitely get dressed up.
Their
and I guess
daughter,
that is a thing in LA.
Probably.
Where everybody gets really
dressed
up.
The parents get dressed up too?
Yeah.
Did you dress up when your kids were?
No.
I didn't either.
Mm-mm. Dan did.
Shocker. But yeah, I mean, I didn't think it was a big deal. The haunted Halloween, whatever, hayride. Been there, done that.
The only thing I'll take away from this is, first off, Dr. Britton needs to get that son out of her bed.
Oh my God.
Ruining her marriage. And to find out the only reason he's in there is because sometimes the dad travels and then he was sleeping in the bed and then he got used to it. Okay. When dad's not there, sleep in the bed.
Yeah.
When dad's home, he's not two or three.
No.
He's like six.
Yeah, six or seven, something
sleep
like
sleep in your own bed.
Yeah, I don't understand that. They're making a big deal out of it. I'm wondering, is he really in the bed? I mean, who has a kid
you think
in their
this
bed?
Is, oh, I think a lot of parents co-sleep.
And the husband in the other room?
Well, no, I would think they co-sleep with the husband.
I mean, they have a freaking California king. Why can't the husband be in there too?
He could be. This could be just a made-up storyline.
Well, that's what I'm wondering, because it doesn't seem to make sense to me.
No.
Are they trying
to... And they're pretty hard-ass with their kids.
Well, the thing that they said that really bugged me was when they were on their way to the haunted hayride and...
They're talking about the daughter.
They were talking about the daughter and how much of a pain she is. And then they were talking about how do people with money keep their kids in check?
I know. I didn't get that.
And I thought, what are you talking about? No different than people without money.
I know. I didn't understand the statement. Are they...
arrogant thing to say.
Yeah. I just didn't know what they were referring to.
Because they have so many things, they don't know what to take away from them or...
Yeah, something like that. Like, oh, what do you take away? I did notice something, and I don't know if she was just holding it, but I noticed their 8-year-old daughter had a cell phone.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
No need for a cell phone. I think social media is horrible for kids anyway.
Right.
She has an attitude. She's a girl. That just happens. And then she was saying something about she has her period, but she's 8.
She's too young. She's not hormonal.
No.
What is she talking about?
I was confused by
moody.
That. I didn't understand it. But I also realized how much I even love Dr. Kendra more every time.
Her.
She's
yeah.
so real.
I think she might be my favorite.
Mine too. They bring up stuff. She's not even fazed by it. All the controversy with Leah, that other lady who...
Yeah.
I don't even know if I
and
like
I love
her.
Dr. Hobart.
Her and her husband are fantastic.
So cute. He's hilarious.
Oh, they're just normal.
They were salt and pepper.
He still wears the mask.
Still wears the mask. He's still sick a little.
He's sick a little and he got her sick apparently.
Yeah.
So right now she's working one day a week. She wants to go back more. I understand that. I mean, I could imagine having the career as a doctor, you work so hard for that. Then you have a baby. He's like, I'd like you to stay home a little longer. It's only been 2 months.
Yeah.
I think she admitted she had a little postpartum.
Yeah, I think it was, she said she was going to stay home for 6 months
mm-hmm.
and she has 2 more months to go. Is the baby 4 months?
Or
maybe
I think
she has
the baby's,
4 months to go.
Yeah, I think the baby's 2 months. She said
she
went
back
after
to go back
2 months. Well, she's going back one day a week right now. I get it. When you're home with the kids, you do need it. You know, going to work for a day is like a relaxation
outlet,
and a break.
Right.
But I do like them. I just do.
I like him too.
And I like how Dr. Robert calls shit on his wife, Shanique.
And he did more than once.
He did this time.
Shanique is like, being messy.
She is messy.
Now, Jasmine, I thought her husband was there, but no, it wasn't.
It was Garrett, the other girl's
husband.
It was
the other girl's husband.
I still don't like that you have a wife of a doctor that's on Married to Medicine LA and they don't
no
show the
doctor.
Doctor.
Yeah, she shouldn't be allowed
to
be on.
I don't think. I mean.
Is it that big a deal?
And she's not that great of a character. I don't really believe what she wants us to believe. Like in the very beginning, she was sitting with her quote business consultant that looked like he was like 23 years old.
Yeah,
and he was pouring
her intern.
Drink.
He wasn't a business consultant.
Yeah,
he was an intern.
A free little intern there. I like Dr. Amani. I mean, I'm liking her. It looks like her and her husband at this point are still together. I mean, they still talk and he's just getting the business going.
Yeah, but the more it kind of sounds like they're drifting apart because she talks
about
how
definitely drifting apart.
Even when he was here, they kind of did their own thing. And now that he's in Minnesota, mm-hmm. she's kind of okay with it. So, I mean, maybe they'll...
But when they talk on the phone and they're FaceTiming, they're not angry with each other. They're like getting along. So maybe it's just one of those things like right now they just... taking time.
Then how do you come back from that? I don't think you can.
Mm-mm. I think that would be really difficult when they're gone for that long.
I agree.
I mean, he's been gone at this point for a couple months, right?
I think it's 4 months.
With no visitation, she could go visit him.
She could totally go visit.
Bring
her son. And he can too on the weekend.
Yeah.
Long weekend or whatever.
Not working 24/7.
And I think didn't she say her son missed him?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. All right, should we go to the Atlanta reunion? Part three.
Part three, and this
is
the last one.
It is over.
Oh, my God. This was a good one.
Atlanta.
I know. I'm a little confused. So we'll talk about the whole thing. Part three was all about Yvonna, that bitch.
Yes, and Mayday, nay, down.
Persia, I'm telling you, MVP of the whole reunion.
Per usual.
Ugh. So Nene walked off on the second reunion and she just never came back because supposedly she found out via an Instagram post that Yvonna was going to be on. She was getting ready to go on.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess she never knew that Yvonna was going to be on.
I don't think so, because I think she thought Yvonna was not even part of the show in the end. And so why would they have her on?
Nene was on Brad Goreski's podcast and she tried to defend herself.
Well, she said
Yovana's lying, basically,
right? That Yovana was thirsty. Yeah, that everything Yovana says is a lie. But she also said that is why she left, because Yovana was coming on. They were already picking on her and all this.
And I agree with the ladies. I mean, if she had nothing to worry about and didn't do anything wrong, then why wouldn't she defend?
Yeah.
I mean, she's the queen of defending herself.
We've heard Yovana's interview before.
We heard David Yontef's interviews with Yovana. Did I 100% believe her in the reunion?
I know.
Not really.
I didn't either.
There were some holes in her story.
Yes, there's holes. Do I believe that Yovana and Nene were friends and Nene told Yovana to do stuff and she did? Absolutely yes. But like Candy was saying, well, why would you do that? You were becoming friends with me, and then you tell me you did this, and Yovana's like, well, no, I didn't do that till later. Well, that's even worse.
That's even worse. Yeah, and Candy really...
She was really pissed because she said, I don't let people in. This is why I don't let people in. Now, did you hear that Yovana is getting a peach?
I read that.
I don't know how true that is. People are uproared because I would way rather have...
Phaedra?
No.
Who?
Although Phaedra could be exciting now. I'm not going to lie.
I don't know if Candy's going to go for that, though, because they're talking about Phaedra. But, I mean, you think Yovana's going to have a peach with Nene? Do we even know if Nene's coming back at this point? She keeps threatening not to, but,
what
else does she have going on?
She's not very happy with Andy Cohen right now.
She's not happy with Bravo.
No.
She's not happy with production. Mm-mm. She's not happy with anybody.
But I was thinking of, oh, my God, what's her name?
Who?
That was on the reunion also.
Oh, Tanya.
No.
Who? Marlo. Oh, yeah. Marlo over Tanya.
Well,
I like Marlo
over Tanya and Marlo over Yovana.
Yeah, I don't think... I think Yovana's a bad
choice.
Who
is Yovana going to be friends with?
Bad choice. Well, she's burned all of her bridges. She's not going to be friends with anybody.
I mean...
And then can you trust her?
No. There's a few of them that are like, yeah, all right, whatever. Even Portia was trying to listen to her story and ask questions, and it just didn't make sense.
It didn't make sense. Mm-mm. I mean, at first, like, okay, yeah, Nene probably did, like you said, but there were too many other little loopholes that she wasn't, and she didn't answer.
Maybe she did. Maybe she'd answered too long and they cut it out. But I just, honestly, I don't care. I forgot all about Snake Gate. I forgot all about it.
It was such a big deal and then it fizzled out.
And then
it
fizzled and we never saw Yovana again. So
right.
I really just forgot all about it.
And when you listen to David's podcast, she comes off completely different than her you know, quote unquote character on the show.
Yeah, she sounds a little nicer.
Right. She's not a tough
What was with that white eyeshadow?
I don't know.
And it looked like it was so heavy she couldn't even open her eyes. She had like that eye twitch that you have.
Yeah,
and I don't know if Eva will be back. Eva was just kind of like,
Eva doesn't need to come back. I don't think Eva
We need Tanya. I don't think we need Eva. I don't think we need Yovana. Now, to make it really interesting, I don't think Phaedra deserves it.
No, but it would make it interesting.
It would make it. And I don't agree with Nini very often, but is Candy very exciting? She's like, I don't have fun with Candy. Candy's not fun. And it's not because she doesn't drink, but she throws some shade here and there.
They need Candy. I think Cynthia's gone.
Oh,
I heard
right.
Cynthia's gone.
Right.
She's
right.
actually moving
she's
to California.
She's in LA, so.
She's
okay,
getting married
so they
in October.
Need her.
But they need Candy. They need someone who's kind of neutral, who's the voice of reason, but isn't afraid to call a bitch out.
That's true. But would Candy do it with Phaedra? Don't know.
Yeah.
If Bravo says, we're having her back, Candy can make that decision. And I don't think they would care if Candy came back. Mm. Do you?
I don't know.
What about...
Bravo likes Candy.
They do. What about Eva's husband is Yovana's attorney with regard to... So that was the other thing. Nini...
Sent her a cease and desist.
Yeah.
And
with regard
that was
to what?
Interesting.
What is she going to say?
Well, it was a cease and desist from Nini... where it instructed Yovana to destroy any and all information that Yovana had defaming Nini's character. So
what else does she have?
What does Yovana have on her? She has something.
Well, she must have emails and texts back and forth.
She
That's
has
what
to.
She has.
Otherwise, there would be no cease and desist. Nini is paranoid.
She is
that
afraid.
That is going to come out.
So obviously, there's some truth to all of it. Now, let me take that back. I probably do believe Yovana. I probably do.
To a degree or?
Well, I mean, why would Yovana lie? But what happened was Yovana followed Nini's rules. She did whatever Nini wanted her to. And that just shows how weak she is.
Well, yeah, but if you want to be on the show, who are you going to follow? One of the main cast members and what they tell you to do? I mean, she secured a pretty significant piece of filming. She was in a lot.
Yeah, she was.
So, of course, she's going to
So she
be
did
allies.
It. Well, now, but now, look in the end, it makes her look like a snake.
Well, she never recorded anyone.
No.
But she did lead people to believe that she had recorded people.
Yeah.
So the ladies don't know what to believe at this point.
Mm-mm. So on Nini's card that was down, did you see what it said? It said, see straight through haters.
Oh, is that what it said?
Yeah. They showed it about a million fucking times.
I knew. I was like, what does it say?
Portia had a good line to Kenya again. Kenya was going off as she normally does. She
Kenya
just doesn't
stop.
Kenya did
not come out looking good.
No, she. It was she, a typical
a liar.
Kenya. Yeah.
Yeah.
She just says whatever she wants.
And believes
we're
it.
Supposed to believe whatever she says.
Right.
And Portia was like, I've listened to your whole Color Purple monologue. let me speak.
Does she have this stuff written down? Or
I don't think so. I think it's off the cuff. She's quick.
Portia
is
very
funny. But I forgot. Remember when they really got in a big fight a couple seasons ago? It was Portia's second season and Andy sent her home and she got kicked off.
Yeah, they showed that a couple times.
Yeah, that was great.
How about Cynthia's explanation as to why she invited the cookie lady to Brooklyn's birthday party?
Yeah, that didn't make sense.
It
basically
make any sense.
Let us see that.
The real Cynthia.
Yeah, Cynthia knew that all that had gone on and she still invited her anyway.
Well,
but she didn't know that she was going to be invited to the coffee. Okay, well, why'd you invite her to the birthday party?
That was a weak excuse. Cynthia
said
it was a little
joke. She's just a fucking cookie lady. Like, they don't know her.
They don't know her.
Oh, she's saying, oh, yeah, it was a joke. I wasn't really inviting
her. Yeah, it was just a joke. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think it was a joke. Yeah, so Cynthia can go too, in my opinion.
So Nini calls Portia because she wants to know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, and I was so freaking happy that Andy didn't give her any more airtime.
Like,
weren't you?
Oh, yes, but I'm sure that little thing went on for longer than we even saw.
Probably.
Because Andy was annoyed. But the best part was when little baby Ben came in.
Oh my God, those cheeks. Those
that
cheeks.
Hair, those cheeks. He is so flipping cute.
He is adorable.
Oh my God. I couldn't get, I was like.
You just want to like pinch his little
pinch him and kiss those cheeks. So I don't know. We'll see if Yovana is part of the cast.
Mm. Well, TMZ's reporting, Anne, so.
That's true. Well, TMZ,
you know.
Says a lot of shit, but they're usually quite right.
Yeah,
they're on it. Let's end with the Below Deck Sailing Yacht finale.
Yeah, so what did you think of this for the finale? I thought it was a lot of buildup about drugs on board, and it was like,
I think there definitely was drugs on board.
Well, where were they? He snorted them all.
He did them all. Did them all the night before. But he's saying he was wasted. Why did we keep hearing him go to the bathroom sniffing stuff?
Well, there was something was happening. But yeah. Like Glenn said, I really doubt that he's going to be able to fly with drugs. Did he buy the drugs in Greece?
Yeah, of course.
He's got a Greek connection.
I mean, you can freaking buy drugs anywhere, right?
I don't know. I guess.
So after all that, it was really embarrassing. I mean, they searched his stuff.
Yeah,
I don't know how that guy got over it. I mean, it took him a while.
He was
pissed. I don't blame him for talking to Glenn again. I don't know.
And it's on TV.
Yeah, I still believe he was on something.
Well, he was definitely on something.
He was definitely on something. And you did see it. They showed that something in his nose. It wasn't just a white boogie.
Did they show it?
Yeah, they showed like something in his nose, didn't they?
Well, they did, but I didn't notice it.
Hmm.
I don't know. I don't know what to believe, Anna.
Would it have been better if they did find something?
Hell yeah! All that build up, thinking, oh, there's drugs on board. They kept showing the clip.
I know.
But I did think that the main charter primary kind of knew something was up with him. I mean, how are you friends with someone and you invite them and you have absolutely no knowledge of what they do?
She seemed a little upset, though, that he might have been caught.
Well, because she knew that
he possibly had something.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a rare, weird group of people.
That was very strange. They didn't seem like they had any connection to each other at all.
Not at all.
It was weird.
I don't know if Billy was a couple with the other guy or were they just friends? I mean, what was their connection?
I don't know. They didn't sit together ever.
No.
Billy was stewing, looking out.
I sometimes wonder when they get these, you know, when they cast these shows on Below Deck, if they get like a primary and then the primary's like scrambling, trying to find somebody
to help pay for it.
No, people to come on with them.
That would be willing to do it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know. Heather McDonald always talks about they asked her to do it,
mm-hmm.
but you have to pay so much out of your pocket and then everything is filmed. Like you have to sign your life away basically.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
I don't think so.
I thought it was you get to sail for free, but then you leave them the tip, which is still a lot.
Well, I mean, what, 2 days, $15,000?
That was a lot.
Yeah. I think you have to pay for more than you think.
So first off, when Jenna, Madison, and Georgia are all sitting around talking, when you know, the last guests leave, and they're like, how do you think the season went and everything?
Mm.
And Georgia just tells Jenna, you know, I think you were kind of a bully. And
oh, my God.
So fucking great.
I was so happy that she did that.
Me too.
It's like, good for you, Georgia.
Yeah. Tell her.
And then Jenna flips out. Bullying. You want to talk about bullying? I've been bullied.
Yeah.
It's like, come on. Jenna was a bully.
She was. And she shouldn't have talked to them the way they did. But then Byron said, you know, the difference is Jenna comes from kind of the old school of yachting. I get that. It's like when we grew up, you know, dads were a little harder.
Yeah.
Than they are now. And now the crew's a little softer. Well, okay. Doesn't matter. Change the way you speak to somebody.
Yeah, but you can't have it both ways, Jenna, because you can't be a hard ass and then slough off your work because you're in a relationship
and you're
someone.
All lovey-dovey.
Yeah.
Right.
What did you think about Georgia having the conversation with Ciara?
I thought it was
Ciara
unnecessary.
I totally thought it was unnecessary.
Yeah, why would she? The only reason would be because they're going to see this playing out. And I feel like that's why she was doing it.
Maybe.
Because she said, well, she's going to know anyway. Well, and it's because it's being filmed.
Did she not know already?
Well, she says she did. But still, that's awkward. Ciara did. She played it off perfectly well. She's like, oh, yeah, I know you did. And then she was like, awkward.
Yeah.
So she goes to tell Padgett. Padgett was like, really? Really? He was like all freaking excited.
Oh, he totally had a crush on her.
Yes. And to his defense, of course, it's flattering when you're in a relationship and somebody has a crush on you. So he talked one-on-one with Georgia. And he's kind of like, almost like different time, different place.
I know. I was like, what is he going to say? I'm not really sure.
I don't think he even should have said that. And he even said something like, if a guy like me ever thought I could get a girl like you, okay, so what are you saying?
He said, if I had known when I was younger that in this stage of my life, girls like you would like me, my life would be easy.
But he's putting Georgia in a different category than Ciara, his girlfriend.
Totally. He's basically, to me, he was saying, if it was a different time, like you said, if Ciara wasn't in the picture, then hey, probably would have seen where this could have gone.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you take it that way?
Yeah. And he's saying, you're so great. You're so out of my league. But my girlfriend Ciara is not. Like, we're in the same league.
Exactly.
It wasn't.
Well, they do have a lot in common. But it was pretty funny when
the
Georgia.
Music? I mean, like, what do they have in common, really? They're funny
and music. I mean, they kind of get each other.
But when she played that last fucking song.
Oh, my God.
And he was so into it. And they're all singing. Oh, my God.
I know. Ciara's like, if I have to hear that fucking song one more time.
God. That's actually really funny. I love when they all went out to dinner and Glenn was there. And it's basically like, tell me your highs, tell me your lows. Best part of the season. I love that. Love Glenn.
Glenn is my
absolute favorite. I like him way better than the others. I just do. He's nicer.
He's nicer. He's firm but fair.
You don't have to be. I mean, really, what's the other one?
Captain Lee.
Captain Lee can be an ass.
Well, Captain Lee's kind of checked out. He only gets involved when he absolutely has to. But yeah. Other than that, he doesn't really know what's going on.
No, he doesn't. Well, and maybe the size of the boat helps or doesn't help. Because when Glenn's driving, he's like right in the thick of it.
Yeah.
Plus, Glenn is friends with Paget and Byron and Ciara.
Overall, I liked Below Deck Sailing.
Me too.
I thought it was fun. It was something different.
Mm-hmm. And I like the people for the most part. I mean, I said this too. Last week. I'm like, except for so-and-so and so-and-so. But I mean, the Jenna and Adam relationship was fun to watch because it was kind of crazy.
It was fun.
And then the only one was they could have done without Madison. But there's always a Madison on each
boat. Yeah, but Madison added a little something. Yeah. I actually thought Madison was a good addition because she had a little sarcastic, you know,
yeah.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, she was
kind of a Debbie Downer attitude.
That's true.
You know?
And then, of course, we got Chris at the end, who fell in love with Chris.
Love, 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 love Chris. I hope he comes back.
Me too. I hope his back is okay to come back.
God. So what'd you think about Adam and Jenna that the end they showed him camping?
Oh, I
he was
say,
cooking over an open fire.
I say that will not last.
You don't think so? Are they still together? Do we know? They haven't really said anything. Maybe because of the show finale.
Well, they did show like somewhere in wherever they're out together. So it shows almost like, quote, current. I don't think they're going to have a reunion because nobody really cares about sailing.
No, there's nobody. Nobody that cares except us.
I enjoyed it.
I did too. And now it's come to an end. Now Below Deck.
Another show coming to an end.
Med is coming June 2nd. So next week we have Below Deck Med.
And that's with Hannah and Captain...
Sandy. Now, you said Potomac is coming in May, but I haven't seen anything.
No, they pushed it.
To when?
June.
June what?
I don't know. I don't know if they even gave it a date yet.
I need a date.
I know. So, this
is... Because I haven't seen anything.
Kind of crazy.
Yeah.
The way it's like everything's winding up.
I heard something about Summer House that they actually gave everyone or everybody's filming on their own with their iPhones.
Hmm.
And it's going to be in the city this year. So they'll all be, you know.
I heard,
that doesn't really
I
make
heard
sense.
A little opposite. I heard that nobody works in the city anymore. Everybody is working
on their own.
Or, you know, three of them work together. So they're saying possibly getting the house and having them all stay there the rest of the summer, like starting in July or something, and do July and August.
Labor Day, 4th
yeah, and
of July
just have the
Labor
whole
Day,
thing in one big house and have it there the whole time.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Could be interesting.
Well, doesn't Paige work for? No, Paige just does her.
They all
influencer.
Do their own thing. You know, they're all doing stuff that they don't have to go back to the city for. The only one they had to go back to the city for last time was Amanda, and
now
she's
Amanda works for Loverboy.
Yeah,
so Loverboy too.
Mm-mm.
Oh, interesting.
So I don't know. I mean, who knows what's happening?
I'm sure that they're all trying to figure it out and figure it out quick.
Oh, yeah.
Because New York is not open.
It's not like us who is starting to phase in.
Yeah.
New York's still in lockdown pretty much.
Well, give us our shows.
Do you ever see Andy on his lives at 7 o'clock? They go down and they clap at the hospital for the doctors.
No.
It's so cute. He doesn't do it every night, but
what
him
do you mean
and Ben,
they go down?
They walk down to where the doctors come out of the hospital
so that
everybody can clap for him. And it's at 7 o'clock every night. He doesn't do it every night, but he does it every once in a while, him and Ben. And Ben's clapping.
Cute.
Very cute.
Oh, I love him.
I know. Me too.
All right.
That's it.
I guess
it's we'll
hot.
Just do another show on Friday. And
yeah, we'll only have a couple. So it'll probably be a short version of our podcast, but. It is what it is, people.
It is what it is, and we may go to one day a week.
I know.
You'll probably be happy.
It's very sad. This is my one chance to get out of the house.
All right. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram. Tell a friend.
Rate us on
review. Yeah.
Apple Podcasts. 5 stars only.
That would be amazing. Please.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye. There is nothing like a dame. Nothing in the world.